Show. Let's proceed next to agenda item two. That is PR 2024-010189, major final plat 2025-0004, submitted by Bohannon Houston Inc., Yolanda Padilla Moyer, and Kimberly Ligon as agents for Pulte, who requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of N1 Watershed Zone PC, located at 9601 Tierra Pintada Boulevard Northwest between Arroyo Vista Boulevard and Tierra Pintada Boulevard, containing approximately 60.0 acres. We have a representative of the applicant team here.
Yes, Yolanda Moyer, Bohannon, Houston.
Thank you. Would you please state your mailing address for the record?
Yolanda Moyer, Bohannon, Houston, 7500 Jefferson, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, if you please, present the project.
Yes, sir. So we're coming before the DHO to request a final plat for phase one of Savio Ridge subdivision, which encompasses 114 lots. It's a private subdivision with public utilities.
Thank you. Anything else to add before I call for public comment?
No, sir.
Thank you. Let's go ahead and call, see if there's any comment. If so, you'll have the chance to respond. So for everyone present, this is agenda item two, request for final plat at corner of Arroyo Vista and Tierra Pintada Boulevard Northwest. Please raise your hand to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, don't see anyone indicating they'd like to speak. Again, calling for public comment on agenda item two. Last call for public comment on agenda item two. Okay, Ms. Padilla Moyer, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. We'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Are you there, sir?
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the Water Authority has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go next to hydrology. Mr. Tikvan Chen, you'd please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan with the engineer's stamp date of April 7th, 2025. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. Next up is transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Transportation has no objections.
Thank you. And that takes us to code enforcement. Who'll be delivering those today?
This is Anthony Montoya, sir.
Oh, thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank
Code
you. Go ahead.
enforcement did, oh, I'm sorry. Code enforcement did not have any comments. Thank you.
Thank you. And that takes us to parks and recreation. Is that Mr. Ibarra, Marcelo Ibarra?
Yes.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreations didn't provide any comments for this request.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
And that takes us to the planning department comments. We'll be delivering those today.
This is Anthony Montoya again, sir.
Go ahead.
If this is approved, the date of the DHO approval, project and application number shall be recorded on the final plat. Prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AGIS office must approve the DXF file and proof of approval must be provided. That's all I have, sir. We have no further comment.
Thank you. All right.
Mr.
And,
Mayor, I'll just
oh, yes.
jump to this,
Go
Jeremy
ahead.
Black. I just want to ask Ms. Montoya, did we clear the Westland framework plan land use question with the applicant's team?
Yes.
So they're good on the land use for this site.
Correct. It has been approved by City Council.
And can you just confirm we don't have any conditions, right?
Just those two findings. That was it. Just the DXF file, really. Because I believe this
Oh,
morning, Miss Moyer sent the
I saw the
updated.
revised plat. Yeah, I just wanted to know because I'm trying to, if there are no conditions of approval from any DFT staff or the city engineer, I'm wanting to get these plats distributed for signatures, perhaps during the meeting or at the end of the meeting, so that we can get as many signatures as we can. But we still
It's
need
only the
the DXF file.
correct.
So,
That's it.
Yolanda, if I may, I've reached out to
Okay.
the surveyor. They said they would send it this afternoon, so hopefully I'll get it by the end of the day. Usually Aegis is pretty quick with it, so I'll send it as soon as I receive it.
Thank you for that confirmation, Yolanda. This is Jay Rodenbach. We'll see what happens with the decision, but if approved, I think we can release the plat for signatures if we got everything on the plat that we need to, should the plat be approved.
Okay. So no recommended conditions, is that right?
That is correct for from planning.
This is Jay
Other than the
Rodenbach.
DXF file.
Yeah, we'll need that. So if you could put that in the chat, we don't have that yet. If any conditions that we have, we need to make sure we're at. Yep, thank you.
Thank you. I see it there. Anything else, Ms. Padilla-Moyer?
No, sir, I'm good.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you very much, everybody. Having reviewed the file, heard the testimony, go get ready to rule on agenda item two. That's PR 2024 010189, major final plat 2025-00004. And I hereby approve said item and project and application numbers because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following condition. Prior to final sign-off of the plat, the Aegis office must approve of the DXF file, and proof of that approval must be provided. The DXF file package must be submitted to Aegis at platgisreview@cabq.gov. Thank you, everybody. That concludes agenda item two.